cannabis is one of Colorado's most infamous exports. Marijuana is legal in the state, but it is illegal to take it across state lines. Cops admit they will never come close to eradicating the problem. The financial incentive to break the law is just too great. From Colorado Public Radio, Ben Marcus has our story.
You'd think it'd be hard to surprise George Brockler. He's been a prosecutor in Colorado for decades.
I've never seen the black market for marijuana as robust and as expertly cultivated, forgive that pun, as I have right now.
Brockler says that's thanks to legalization. People can grow small amounts themselves. There's a large thriving industry. And for those who do grow illegally, sentencing is lenient. All of that, Brockler says, makes this a great place to hide a black market operation.
Today, Colorado announced a massive marijuana bust, years in the making, with charges from racketeering.
El Paso County Sheriff's Office busting another illegal marijuana grow operation this morning.
This one east of Colorado Springs along Ellicott Highway.
They're busting down doors and seizing marijuana plants. It's a scene that's played out at dozens of locations across the metro area today.
And these illicit grows are often found in suburban homes and expensive neighborhoods. Brockler recalls one bust in a 55 and older community a few months ago.
Ultimately, they pulled out, I think it was 1,000 to 1,100 plants out of one home. So you got to wonder, how do you walk around in there without feeling like you're in that movie Children of the Corn or something?
And in late May, the biggest bust of them all, 80,000 plants, 2 tons of finished cannabis product, all of it destined for out of state. For the simple economics of it.
Because you take $1,000 worth a pound of, I guess, of marijuana out here, and it's about $4,000 to $5,000 out in Florida.
Where Brockler says there are no recreational stores. And that's still the case for the vast majority of the U.S., especially in the South and the East Coast. John Bolduc is superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol. He says his troopers continue to seize a lot of marijuana on its way to places like New York and Florida, coming from legal states.
Certainly Colorado is one of them. We see a lot of marijuana from Oregon. We see a lot from California. We're seeing some from Nevada.
The California Highway Patrol reports seizing almost 8.5 tons of marijuana last year. And over the last 2 years, another 7 tons came out of Oregon. Cops in Colorado seem to agree that the problem is not licensed cannabis grows.
Well, because the regulated growers have way too much to lose.
That's Dean Heiser, chief counsel for LiveWell, a large chain of marijuana dispensaries in Colorado. He's in one of his stores in an industrial section of Northeast Denver. On display, walls and walls of products, from vape pens to edibles.
Our plan is to, and goal is to make sure that a consumer can go one place and get what they want.
He says so much money has been invested in these places and the grow operations that feed them that any association with the black market would be foolish.
And to be honest with you, the little bit of money that you might be able to make diverting product compared to the risk that you would take and the jail time that you might serve and frankly the headlines that you might make, it's just not worth it.
But Colorado District Attorney George Brockler says criminal activity is like water. It finds a way. Brockler, a Republican, says the only thing that will reduce demand for Colorado marijuana is more states legalizing it and meeting their own demand.
And I don't wish that on them. That's a decision for them and their voters. But just economics tell you that that's true.
He says as long as marijuana fetches exponentially more money out of state, Colorado's black market may never be stopped. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.